Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. And right now we're actually going to take a step back a little bit, something that we should be all concerned about during the holiday season. I've seen a few different stories. Food banks, obviously, during this time of year, see a demand. Some food banks actually seeing record numbers just because of inflation and some of the needs that are going on in our community. So I thought it'd be a good time during this holiday season to check in and see what's going on with our own Great Plains Food Bank, who serves North Dakota. I believe they kind of do some co-op stuff in Minnesota. And right now we're going to visit with the communications manager for the Great Plains Food Bank, Jared Slandy. Jared, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, Eric. Always a pleasure.
Well, let's talk about what is happening or what you're seeing at the Great Plains Food Bank and just food demand in general in our region. Just even with it being this type of year, demand is usually always high right now.
You know, it certainly is. And you mentioned record numbers that the food banks are seeing, and you're going to see those stories all over the place. And I can say we're not immune to those struggles as well. You know, we're kind of the Great Plains Food Bank is structured. We work with a network of 200 partner food pantries throughout North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. And anecdotally, we're hearing some are seeing in the levels of double their normal monthly need in terms of those that are turning out in need of food assistance and that type of thing. So, there's so many different variables that are at work here. Number one, it's just the time of the year we're going to see demand go up. It's certainly a time that we want to be sure that those partners are stocked. They got their shelves stocked as best that we can, so there's going to be food available to those that need it. Number two, it's I'm sure everyone notices, food and things still cost quite a bit. I mean, you go to the grocery store, and our clients are going to feel that. The grocery stores are going to feel that as well. They have less to donate to organizations like ours, which means that we need to, offset that by doing additional food purchasing, which comes at a cost to us as well. So, like I said, a lot of variables at work here at a critical time for a lot of people. So, we have a commitment to service the region, and there's individuals that count on these services, so we need to be able to do what we can to be sure there's food available to those that need it.
What are some of the biggest needs right now for somebody thinking about, hey, I would like to help?
Well, it's our mission here is to end hunger together, and we'd not be able to do what we do without incredible partnerships throughout the state and Clay County, Minnesota as well. So if you have the means to help, I mentioned we got to offset our loss in food donations by doing additional food purchasing. So if you have the means to give financially, that is such an impactful way to help out in our work. If you have the means to make food donations, probably the easiest thing to do is actually just donate those to your local food pantry. Certainly, meat items are huge in terms of just such a useful item. And really in high demand for us, and some other things, peanut butter and cereal, some food items. If you have those to donate, we could always make good use of those. And like I said, best way to might be just to donate those to your local food pantry. You can also donate those to the Great Plains Food Bank, and we'll get them out to those network of food pantries. And certainly, we're looking for volunteers at all time. Yeah. We have volunteers running, pretty much throughout the week at both our Fargo and Bismarck warehouses, as well as stops of our mobile food pantry, which comes into communities here throughout the state. We're always looking for help there as well. So, yeah, lots of different ways you can get involved. GreatPlainsFoodBank.org's got all that information for you.
What are the requirements for somebody that is thinking about helping? Can they come with, like, their family and go do a day? Or is there a set number of hours that you want? Because I'm sure it gets complicated if you're kind of doing onesies every here over there. But what are the requirements for volunteering?
Yeah, well, it really kind of depends on where you're at. If you're inside our Fargo facility here, we'll have volunteer shifts. Four volunteer shifts a day that run each for about a couple hours at a time, and you can come and go as you you please. You know, this is volunteer time, so whatever you're able to give time-wise, you feel free to take breaks when you're here and whatever you need. And it's kind of how that operates. So we know our volunteers come in here with their sleeves rolled up and ready to get their hands dirty, which is a lot of fun to see. You know, if you're volunteering at a mobile food pantry, that'll be a, you know, we bring a truck into a truck full of food into smaller communities, and volunteers there are just helping get the food out to different clients that come through and are in need of food assistance. So that volunteer shift might run a couple hours as well. So, you know, lots of different opportunities to help out. And volunteers are crucial for us. We wouldn't be able to do what we do, at least not the level we are, without incredible volunteer help.
Jared, what's the requirement for getting food? I would imagine there's a good chunk of people that maybe go into a food pantry for the first time just because of inflation and what's going on, or possibly job loss. So if they're thinking and it's like, you know what, I need some help, what do they do?
Here at the Great Plains Food Bank, we want to be sure that everyone that's in need of food assistance is be able to get the access that they need. You know, some of the pantries we work with might, you know, have you require a referral from social services or something like that. You know, for example, of our mobile food pantry, if you're new to food assistance, all are welcome. You know, don't pass along any judgments and want to be sure that everyone is in need is able to get that through, you know, our different programs and our different services. So if you are in need out there, in need of food assistance, by all means, look up our programs and services, learn a little bit about them, where you can take advantage of them, and we'll do what we can to get you the food that you need.
Well, the good thing is for folks, if they've got the ability to donate money, they don't have to leave the comfort of their own home, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best way, the most impactful way you can give. If you have monetarily the ability to give, hey, that's we need to purchase food at this time, and we got to fundraise all of that. We actually forecasted this fiscal year budgeting $2.2 million for food purchasing, which is more than double any year previous. And this is just due to high food costs and having a difficult time getting food donations in. So we need to fundraise every cent of that, and it's going to go. We're proud of the fact that 96% of what we bring in goes directly to providing that food assistance for food purchasing and providing food to those in need. So those of us that do this for a living aren't getting rich doing it. We wouldn't want it any other way. So you know that your dollars are made to make a real impact, and that's a great way to make a difference.
Yeah, you can just go to the website, greatplainsfoodbank.org. You can volunteer on there. There's a tab, or you can donate. There's a tab on there. Pretty easy peasy. One last question for you, and I guess I maybe should ask you this earlier, Jared, but how much has supply chain issues affected your operation?
Well, we're not immune to that either. You know, have to be it, and I know our operations guys are really looking for, you know, the best deal to fit to meet our needs, and just in terms of getting that into the warehouse is certainly a challenge for them. And certainly with, you know, as I've mentioned, we have, you know, the overwhelming majority of what we distribute is going to come from the food industry. It's going to be donated from, you know, grocery stores and retailers and manufacturers and things like that. And their supply is low, and therefore they have less to donate is probably the biggest way we're going to see that impact. And as I've been saying, you know, we gotta offset that by doing additional food purchasing. So, you know, supply issues are going to, you know, impact so many, and we're certainly not immune to that.
Jared, I'll give you the last word. Anything that we missed, or just you want to reemphasize to let the folks know about the Great Plains Food Bank?
No, one thing I always like to say, if you are in need out there, by all means, look up our services. That's exactly what they're here for.